Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to all of the delegations asking questions and making comments as well. It's very useful for us. As I mentioned before, we invested quite a lot of time, and with the contribution that we had from Ireland, we invested their money as well to update the database. So it's good to see that there is actually a level of interest here in the database as well. Just to clarify from the Iranian ambassador, yes, there were two requests that had been met before. We had actual specific information from the states parties involved that those requests had been met. But as I mentioned, and as our reports over several years have mentioned, we often do not receive any information as to whether offers have been accepted, taken up, whether requests have been met in full or in part. The question from the UK about the informal discussions, informal meetings, I do think that's very useful. In fact, I do, as I mentioned, if we do a kind of a review of the database, I mean, we will, obviously, we can look through the database, the information that we have, but we will be very much doing that in consultation with the offering and the recipient or the requesting countries as well. So it would be very, very good to have feedback and, you know, some detailed discussion on the offers and on the requests that are in the database as well. Because we maintain this database, but as I've said and as people have said in this room as well, the database in some ways seems dormant sometimes as well. So to us, it's good to see some life and some interest in this topic as well. And I think informal meetings, informal discussions among assistance providers and recipients of assistance would indeed be very useful. To the question or the comment from the Indian ambassador about the clearinghouse, exactly. I mean, that's what we try to, again, to the extent that we can, given the human and the financial resources that we have available, we do try very much to operate this database as a kind of clearinghouse. And I think it's important to look back at the language that was used by the review conference when the database was established. It talked about a database system. A database, you know, to me, a database is, it's a piece of software, it's a tool. The review conference actually spoke about a whole system, a system of assistance and offers and requests. So I think we need to look more into that. We do already, as soon as we receive a new request or an offer, we inform all states in terms of the offers, we inform all states parties. In terms of requests, we inform all states parties that are making offers. So we do, again, to the extent that we can with the resources available, we do act as that clearinghouse. That can obviously always be improved, and we'd be very interested in feedback from states parties. We often do also talk to international organizations who run similar databases as well as to their best practice and how they do things. In terms of the question from Venezuela, yes, in terms of the document that we're referring to, the agenda item itself, you can see that on the screen here. It's a very long agenda item, and at the end of that agenda item title, it does indeed make reference to a document, BWC/MSP/2017/4. That was the annual report of the ISU in that year, in 2017. Obviously, we submitted an annual report last year, but the document that I was referring to was the background paper which we submitted to this meeting of experts last year. That's BWC/MSP/2018/MX.1/2. And in that document, we provided more up-to-date information than you see, than you will find in the document that's on the screen in the agenda item title here. It's rather strange. I don't think I've ever seen an agenda item title that refers to a document in that way. In regard to the question from Brazil, indeed, confidentiality is an issue. The offers which states parties make under the database are available to anyone via the BWC website, via the database. Those offers are publicly accessible. The requests that we receive from states parties, at the request of states parties going back many years, those requests are not publicly available. So as you said, confidentiality is an issue. And it's also one of the things we find is that some countries, sometimes when they are requesting assistance, we say, well, if you're requesting assistance, why don't you allow us to put your assistance request on our database? So all states parties would be able to see that request. Sometimes those states parties agree. Sometimes they say, no, we don't want it to be in that kind of a even though it's, as I mentioned, it's still restricted. They don't want it in that kind of more public forum as they see it. They would rather have their assistance needs addressed perhaps on a more informal level, sometimes also on a bilateral level. There have been occasions in the past where we have facilitated assistance bilaterally between countries or between a requesting country and an international organization, and assistance has been provided and it's never been officially logged in the database, again because the country does not want that, doesn't want it to appear, and we obviously we respect their wishes in that regard. So yes, confidentiality, visibility, as we've raised before, are certainly issues as well. And just one last point, going back to the issue of resources, we are in the process of discussions with one state party who wants to make a voluntary contribution specifically on Article 10. And if that voluntary contribution, which, as I mentioned, we're finalising things now, if that comes through, one aspect of that voluntary contribution would be to dedicate more resources towards the database so that we can actually spend more time, we can actually have more resources dedicated to actually following up on offers and following up on requests and seeing what the status is. So it may well address the point that was raised by the Iranian ambassador about knowing more about the status of offers and requests as well. Thank you.